actor, comedian, and also happens to be a transvestite. He is definitely not an athlete. But on July 27th, 2009, at 47 years of age, Eddie decided to go for a run. A very long run. His aim, to cover over 1,000 brutal miles around the United Kingdom. A marathon a day, 6 days a week.
Whatever happens, I will finish this and I will try my damnedest. This is D-Day, this is it.
He's already run 700 miles, and now he's on the final leg of his Sport Relief Challenge to complete another 462 miles of running hell. Suffering extreme temperatures, battling the elements, and putting his body under incredible pressure, it's only a matter of time before it all breaks down.
Everything's too much now.
He's got to dig deeper than ever before in a race to the finish covering 17 marathons in 19 days.
Given the difficulty of the challenge and where Eddie has come from, if he makes this challenge, there's no doubt that he will become iconic.
Ten weeks ago, Eddie Izzard walked into the British Olympic Medical Institute with an insane idea to raise money and awareness for sport relief.
Sorry to go back, but as far as running is concerned, how much actual, you know, running up training have you done up to this point?
I've done about 2 weeks training.
Is that right?
Is this wrong? Am I doing things wrong?
Ignoring the experts, he set off from London. Followed by a film crew on a rickshaw, he was determined to run around the UK and do it his way.
He'd never run a marathon prior to this event. It is an incredibly tough challenge for a comedian transvestite.
His route took him west into Wales, but his inexperience soon showed.
Stop, sir. Yeah, I just want to get a calipo, because
He veered off course frequently.
Now we're going off-road!
And kept finding any reason to have a break. Just days into his quest, his body began to crumble.
Right there, yeah.
Riddled with blisters and injuries, only stubborn determination carried him on, inspired by anyone mad enough to run with him.
How are you?
He kept on going through England and then up through Scotland. Incredibly, he ran across Northern Ireland to Derry, Londonderry.
And I'm knackered.
On a rare day off, just for fun, he flew to Scotland to climb the highest point in Edinburgh to drum up some support.
I just will keep going. I'm a relentless idiot.
He has completed 26 grueling marathons, the equivalent distance from London to Milan. Now, this is his last leg of his enormous running adventure.
That tends to help. The front page, never been that in my life.
Eddie's in Glasgow, starting his 27th marathon. Running through the city, he receives lots of encouragement.
Evening.
Scotland is supporting his achievements so far.
Finally beginning to realise, oh, he is really doing this. Because I think for a long time, people just thought, oh, yeah, he's talking about it, but he's not actually doing it.
But Eddie can't celebrate yet. He's on a tight schedule to get to the finish in time. He's determined to run 17 marathons, 462 miles in just 19 days. His route will take him through Edinburgh and south through the east of England until he finally reaches the finish, Trafalgar Square.
And then there'll be not one person in the whole United Kingdom who does not know.
Eddie's a man on a mission to raise awareness for sport relief and help people that live in underprivileged areas.
Now you see these estates here, this is where sport relief can help. Sometimes those flats can look quite tough.
An hour into his marathon, Eddie runs through the outskirts of Glasgow. The area reminds him of places he used to live and work.
Yeah, my brother lived in one. And, you know, spent a long period of my life trying to get somewhere before I got anywhere. All my sort of tough part of my thing was in the 80s. Tough part of my life. I couldn't get anything going.
Eddie spent years struggling to become successful as a stand-up performer. On his route three marathons away is Edinburgh, where his career was born. It's also somewhere he's keen to go back and revisit.
And the slow motion finish.
tired and cold, he completes another two marathons, about 10 miles away from the Scottish capital. He's going out tonight to enjoy the Fringe Festival. But with 15 marathons left to run, it looks like he needs the rest to last the distance. It's 9 a.m. and Eddie arrives late to start his 29th marathon. Up till now, he has kept to a strict routine of starting early to give himself a fighting chance of completing his run. But today, this seems to have gone out the window.
I need more sleep.
I think it's really tough. He's kind of relaxed a bit and enjoyed himself and had a bit of a normal life rather than sort of completely resting.
That's because meeting up with people. Festival, everything runs later.
It seems Eddie has partied too much at the festival, and he's in no condition to run a marathon, let alone complete another 15 of his challenge. Eddie's moving slowly. He'll need all the help he can get to carry him through the day. And after an hour, help arrives. First a runner, then a special guest.
Hi.
I know.
Come in.
How are you doing?
Good to see you. You do a lot of running.
I do run.
You do? I'm not really a proper runner, but now I suppose I am.
Yeah, you are.
Which way are you going?
You're going the wrong way.
After 20 minutes, the pace has increased, but Denise seems to be having a few problems of her own.
She's got water running, guys.
First, she needs a drink.
Is there a lock in the shop for me?
And soon after, she starts to struggle with her outfit. Denise understands Eddie's challenge more than most. Last year, she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro for Comet Relief, helping to raise £3.5 million.
What keeps you going, though?
The fact that these guys are filming it, so I can't pull out. It's going to be too embarrassing. The fact that I thought I could do it in the first place.
Have you cried?
I sort of wanted to. And then I thought, well, I'm just feeling sorry for myself. I'm being a kid. I sort of rationalised myself out of it. But it was ready.
You're allowed to have the odd tea ready.
Once my mother died, I sort of locked my emotions up. Well, actually, no. It was after I went to boarding school and realised that crying equals losing. So I never cried again.
Really?
Well,
what about when you finish?
No,
you know, surely that's going to get to you and you're going to be overwhelmed with emotion.
I don't know, I might. I stopped crying at 11, but I restarted at 19 when I realised I was dead inside. So I had to rip that open.
It seems personal tragedies and hardship through his life have given him a fierce determination to succeed, as well as to keep running. Eddie's keen to revisit the city centre 2 miles away. This is somewhere he struggled at the start of his career, street performing to earn a living. But to get there, Eddie will have to go off route and run along the city centre's congested pavements.
Oh, that's really easy. It's like driving through a forest.
He's losing valuable time to complete his marathon, but Eddie thinks it's worth it, as he's keen to see old friends and have an ice cream.
Good to see you, Paul.
That's part of my culture.
New health and safety. Thank you very much.
Before he made it as a stand-up, he spent 5 years on the street scraping to make a living.
It was very hard being a street performer, doing street performing. It is for them now. You get treated quite badly. Well, you get treated like you're begging. But, you know, we're doing performances and people pay really good money, but there's huge crowds, but you will still be treated like beggars and asked to move on.
But there are some who still remember his raw talent.
Hey, 10 seconds, look me in the eyes. My name is Todd Barrius. I started doing this because you did.
You serious about that?
I'm dead serious, buddy. Thank you very much.
You still gonna have a straight jacket?
I didn't do a straight jacket. I used to do manacles. So you did.
You ever done a straight jacket?
No.
You wanna try?
No. Are you doing it? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I'm doing that now. We'll put you in it if you want.
No, no, I can't.
Who wants to see how to get in a straight jacket?
Eddie hasn't got time to perform. It's 3 p.m. and he's still got 18 miles to go. This could turn out to be his longest marathon yet, unless he picks up his pace. But yet again, he's stuck. This time on the Royal Mile. It's like running through treacle.
Did my first ever street show just there, in front of that.
Eddie spent 5 hours enjoying the sights of Edinburgh, losing all focus on his marathon. But then a friend joins him, hoping to motivate him for the next few miles.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I take it you don't want to run all of it, you're just going
to
do a little bit.
I'm coming along to remind people how hard it is.
Right.
Because by now they'll be thinking, well, this looks quite straightforward. He's smiling, he's chatting. I'm going to show what the average man suffers.
And so you're the control?
I haven't run for 6 years.
Really?
I'm 52 years old.
Traditional brain sleep.
No.
That's marvellous. Call it to fire.
Eddie and Frank Skinner are good friends. They started performing at the Fringe Festival about the same time.
This is a hill, for God's sake.
I know.
They run out of the city, and finally, Eddie is beginning to eat up the miles.
I thought I'd do about 100 yards, but you see, your charisma is dragging me on. Well, this is like Eddie's career. I'm doing big gigs in England. I have to make it in America. I have to be a film star. Every day another marathon. You're a fearless man, Eddie. I love you for that. It's now key.
Frank completes 7 miles with Eddie, running further than he ever intended.
How long? Because I feel like I have gone to the well of Eddie Izzard and come back refreshed.
Eddie and some fellow runners are left to complete the remaining 11 miles. But they face a monstrous hill and a struggle to the finish before nightfall. The longer he's out running, the more he'll suffer tomorrow. After covering just 2 miles, Eddie has to stop. He's hit the wall.
Oh, I'm losing it again.
He's consumed with self-doubt, triggered by a miscalculation of how many miles he's got until the finish.
Well, the psychological thing is I felt I was coming to the end, and seeing as I've put another 6 miles onto it, that's depressed me. I've got depressed.
He has to come to terms with running another 6 miles more than he thought.
He's feeling down, but he's getting there. That's all that matters. One step at a time.
Soon he starts lagging behind and retreating into his shell.
It's okay, don't worry about me.
Not even the support of the other runners is helping him.
Everything's too much now. One big hill to finish.
It's almost dark and the temperature has dropped. Eddie pushes through the pain barrier to finish his 29th marathon in 11 hours, but it's come at a price. He's mentally and physically exhausted and in desperate need of rest. The next few days will require a monumental effort from Eddie. He now faces 4 marathons through the same lonely mountainous landscape before he reaches his next city, Newcastle.
I just know that over the top of that hill up there, there's going to be another down, then another up, then another down. I'm just too tired. I better go.
Even more troubling for Eddie is the brutal fact he's got another 400 miles of his challenge to complete in just 16 days. Both the press and the public will be waiting, and he doesn't want to let them down. It means running a grueling 14 marathons to the finish. After 2 hours of running, he arrives at one of the few towns en route.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you.
The ice cream van has already arrived, drawing in the crowds and doing a roaring trade, giving out free ice cream for donations.
This is the usual suspect.
Here's the captain.
Here's the captain.
Cheers. Thank you. He's got a castle.
The captain lives in a 16th century castle just out of town.
The castle, aye, we shall storm it.
And Eddie seizes the opportunity to take a break and snoop around.
I'd like to come and have a quick look inside.
Yeah, let's do a quick look.
One of the last people swept up here was Her Majesty the Queen 4 weeks ago.
She was just hanging out?
He seems to have forgotten he's suffering from exhaustion, and more to the point, that he's only 5 miles into his marathon.
That's a blunderbuss
there. Oh, well, that's
a house coach.
He has a lifelong fascination for anything military and would rather have a guided tour.
I basically wanted to join the army. This is, in a way, this was like, could I have joined the army? Could I have made it in the army? Napoleon.
Yes, Napoleon surrendered to an ancestor of mine. Some of those walls are 13 feet thick.
After 40 minutes, he's only halfway around the house, and it seems he could be here all day.
It is great that you're here. I think that he would have reached a very senior rank in the army, because he's a very talented, clever man. And the fact that he puts on a dress would go down extremely well. The army on more than occasions has its own comedy acts in front of their own regiment.
Well, Captain, thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
good
it.
Man. I salute him.
Finally, Eddie leaves, but his eventful day continues. It's not long before he meets another member of the public with an interesting and inspiring story.
When you're in a wheelchair, you're always kind of, you're almost restricted to nice, flat, boring, level ground and pavements.
Did you go off-road in it?
Yeah, you go off-road. That's why I got this. It's all about going off-road and exploring and going camping and stuff.
And you heard I was doing this?
Yeah, I follow you on Twitter.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'll come out and kind of help you along a little bit on the last couple of miles if you're getting tired of
whatever. Yeah, that's great.
Andy, a soldier, lost the use of his legs in a mountain climbing accident after returning from Iraq. He has covered 1,000 miles, the length of Britain, on his hand cycle.
Because you can do anything you want to do. It just takes a lot of ingenuity, normally some kind of specialist equipment, and a lot of stubbornness, but you can still go out and you can still do anything you want to do.
Sooner than he'd like, he's back on his own. And with no towns en route and little sign of human life till Newcastle, the last 15 miles will be a lonely battle.
And it's particularly difficult for Eddie because he has visions of popping off to see people. What he doesn't understand is that he will get to a period of time during this challenge where he can't lift his feet off the ground, where he is so miserable about having to run that he simply will not want to be out there. And really what my job then is to do, the team that I've handpicked around him, is to keep him focused, keep one foot moving in front of the other.
The support team are waiting for Eddie at the finish, cooking him a steak dinner. But 7 miles away, steak's the last thing on his mind.
Do you know, there's so many things that can go wrong with ultra endurance events like this. There's a huge number of psychological problems that these guys pick up, to the point where they become so fatigued, they become delirious.
After 10 hours of running, Eddie looks a broken man, struggling to survive this tortuous marathon.
You see them drifting off the road, that they do strange things.
Eddie finishes in 11 hours. He's a physical wreck.
Yeah, we've got steak.
Have you got steak?
How would you like it cooked?
Just stick it in my mouth.
After already running 800 miles of his challenge, it seems there's no way he can keep up this grueling schedule to make it to London in time. But he gets up and does it all over again. He needs to survive another 13 marathons of running hell. Alone all day, he crosses into England, taking time out to run Hadrian's Wall, conquering yet another marathon.
Go and get drunk.
But just 10 minutes into running his 32nd marathon, he's distracted by something peculiar at the side of the road.
It's a lot of...
They're moles.
They're moles?
They're moles.
It kind of looks like I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus, and they all ended up being crucified when they fought against the Romans, and it looks like...
I don't know why. All hung up by their little sensitive noses.
It's to scare off other moles who are trying to break through the wire and take over the farm. Some moles are running farms now, and they have loudspeakers, and they go, bring us more milk and cash. I don't know.
It's a bit grisly, isn't it?
Yeah, the only way I can circumvent it is by not being that attached to moles. But they look like they've had a tough time.
Yeah.
After running alone for so long, he's pleased to be joined by a fellow runner. But he'll need all the support he can get as the weather has deteriorated and the temperature has dropped to almost freezing.
For fuck's sake, stop raining.
Bloody miserable. I'm fed up with it.
My legs are just like lead. I don't quite understand why.
After struggling through such difficult terrain, Eddie's low on energy. But this has plagued him throughout his entire challenge. He's been force-feeding himself a high-carb diet, but it seems to be doing more harm than good.
Eddie interpreted the instruction that he had to take in a lot of calories to be that he had to eat a lot of food and just sit there in agony, and I couldn't believe that's what they told him to do. But because he has it in his head, you can't tell him that that's maybe not the best idea.
Just when Eddie's on his last legs, a fan arrives out of nowhere.
Some jelly babies.
You might not want any, but we've come all this way to bring you some jelly babies just to keep you going.
Thank you.
You're doing a bloody brilliant job. We had to come and see you doing it because we didn't believe you were doing it.
After 6 hours of battling the elements, the rain finally stops and Eddie's running alone. But now he's got a new problem.
We're thinking the gels might be giving me wind. It's a bit of strange stuff going on in my stomach. Or it could be the porridge.
It looks like his extreme diet, supplemented by a concoction of porridge, ice cream and running gels, is too much for his body.
Things started sloshing around as if I'd drunk too much, or shit like I'm a washing machine.
Eddie struggles to the finish. But he's worried his eating habits might be damaging his hopes of completing the remaining 11 marathons. Back at the hotel, he's joined by Greg White, his trainer, and running expert Steve Cram, keen to help him.
I'm not sure what it is I'm putting in it that's making it.
And the fact is that Eddie is expending a huge number of calories, and he's actually burning more than he can consume.
Eddie's been trying to combat his negative energy by consuming large amounts of carbs, including dozens of special gels, which he thinks might be playing havoc with his bodily functions.
And so I'm just tearing through gels now.
250 calories of gel.
Yeah. Does that? Because my internal things, I'm going to the loo a lot. I pee a lot. I pee with abandon.
Everybody does it differently. What you've got to do is just find that middle ground. Because what you don't want to be doing is peeing all the time.
Because I feel like a dog. I'm marking the United Kingdom.
That's a hell of a scent to have. All that carbohydrate.
Greg needs to try and find a diet that suits Eddie without messing with his insides to get into London on schedule, on time, covering 11 marathons in 12 days.
Yesterday I ran, it was wet and it's cold. Today I'm running, it's wet and it's cold.
Upshot of yesterday's conversation is that a number of people said to me is that what you are trying to do is mass eat in a single sitting. You've got an opportunity to do this sort of grazing type approach.
When do I graze then?
Well, I mean, like now, for example, so yeah. You've actually got like a 7-9 window where you could graze and probably take in the same number of calories over a 2-hour period.
Exhausted from his failing diet, Eddie needs motivation. so Greg and injured Olympian Steve Cram joined to inspire him for the final push to London.
What you've got to imagine is Eddie's a battery, and at the moment he has basically taken just about all the energy out of that battery. And what we're constantly doing is just topping up the energy in preparation for tomorrow's marathon. What we're not doing is we're not recharging the battery.
It's Greg's job to keep Eddie moving, but after 3 hours, he'd rather stop at the Angel of the North, although it's hardly the weather for sightseeing.
What do you mean windy? It's a lovely day, this. For about November. A lot of athletes couldn't do it because they're too focused. You've got to spend too much time hanging around, do pictures and things. Whereas athletes will always be want to kind of stick to the schedule, push on.
Eddie is acting like a tourist, and Greg is becoming increasingly frustrated by his lack of focus.
The longer we stay here, the more darkness we have to run into. And dark, windy and rainy is just utter misery.
After 8 hours, Eddie and Greg make it to Durham.
Warmth.
And at last, the sun comes out.
Going, mate.
Thanks.
It's doing a fantastic job.
Offering final words of wisdom, Greg sees it as a good place to leave.
Often what people do is they get closer and closer and think, I'll leave it, and then all of a sudden, ka-chunk, and the foot falls off.
Yeah, I won't do that. I haven't been doing that. My problem is dawdling.
True to form, Eddie doesn't listen to Greg's advice to stay focused. With 5 miles to go before the finish, he's feeling peckish and stops to get a bite to eat.
Let's take a left. Head to the drive-in fast food place. Mr. Ted, sir. Horny? Honk if you're horny. Look, have you tried it? Does it work?
Yeah.
And they do honk?
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of spare time?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, one hamburger and fries and...
one veggie burger.
And one veggie burger. Two veggie burgers. Thank you. We are nothing if not spontaneous. Hello.
£5.95.
£5.95. He's got the cash. Thanks, Rach.
Hi.
When we get to Ferry Hill, we'll eat like kings. Are you racing? We're down to three. It's down to two. You're doing brilliantly. You're doing brilliant. So you're doing 6 miles an hour uphill.
I can't usually run.
Can today. All right. I think she won that. I wasn't expecting anyone to break it.
Eddie has completed 33 marathons in 40 days, a phenomenal achievement made all the more surprising by his stubborn refusal to follow expert advice and do the challenge his way.
That's the ice, baby.
His success could be in part due to the tortuous nightly ritual of a 15-minute ice bath after running.
All ice baths are very good.
Great athletes, you know, do ice baths, so you can feel like a great athlete just by having an ice bath. And
10.8.
This freezing ice bath will help his muscles recover, giving him a fighting chance of surviving the last 10 marathons to make a difference for sport relief.
Okay. Apparently it's good. Some people don't do it, but apparently it's good for you.
First ever.
Just a beautiful way to see your country. Life in the raw, when you're on foot. You miss so much in a vehicle.
It's great because people are finding this fun and they're giving money because it's an adventure.
You always last the distance or not?
No, a few times I've got out. Got out because it was too cold. I don't know why, some nights are colder than others. But this night, I would have got out, but you're here, so I can't go out.
decided I think I might have a bit of energy in the tank. So I'm gonna take the speed up. Come on, motherfucker! King, fucking move!
I just did over 22 and a half miles, and I only came out to run about 3 miles of them today, then got sort of caught along in the whole adventure of it.
I can now go five more to go, five more marathons, only five more, a bagatelle.
Eddie has run five marathons since Newcastle, and he's got five more to go. He's racing to the finish, as he's told the press he'll be in London in just 6 days.
I've been in the back for years.
But before he continues his challenge, literally, he wants to visit a sport relief project to see how some of the money raised will help.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm Eddie.
Nice to meet you, Eddie. I'm Eddie.
You're Eddie.
I'm to Eddie's.
Very good.
Come and sit down.
I will sit down.
Yeah.
Colin and Edward have Alzheimer's, a form of dementia which affects over 400,000 people in the UK. Some individuals can suffer from memory loss and problems with communication.
A lot of people have always thought it's an older person's disease.
Well,
Eddie was only 51 when he got diagnosed.
Eddie Izzard is just 4 years younger. And while he's strong enough to run around the UK, Edward struggles to live a normal life.
I can't read a clock now. My writing's gone, believe it or not. I'm just opening my speech dump.
And spells that are good and spells that are bad, is that...
Yeah. It's a pain in the neck, I'll tell you. It's boredom that gets you.
Yeah.
Because you're used to working, you can't get a job. Yeah, I thought my world had ended. Can you imagine it? You never work again. Worked all my life.
The illness took away Edward's independence, but the Alzheimer's Society, funded by Sport Relief, has given him advice and support. It also provides extra help for his wife Sue, taking them on organised trips and holidays.
Just looking at each other all the time, you end up bonkers. So I go down there and it gives her a rest. It gives me one as well.
It's the talking about it. I'm a transvestite. I started talking about it, making comedy about it, and then people went, oh, you can't be. It's a different thing to you, I think, but it's the talking about it.
Yeah,
talking about problems, being open.
And if you can help some others, it's a bit worse.
You can't listen.
Because that's what we do. You look after each other.
No. Well, I'm glad you're fighting.
We both have it.
Very nice to meet you. Nice to you, Colin.
Thank you.
Don't you wear your legs off.
No, I won't. See ya. It's tough and but he's fighting. He obviously is a fighter and as they all are and have to be.
That's good, is that?
That's the way to approach it. It's the only way to approach it.
Inspired by the meeting, Eddie's more focused on his challenge than ever. He's not just content to run five marathons in 6 days. He sets himself a new challenge of completing the last day's marathon in his fastest ever time, hoping to raise more money in the process.
Over a certain speed, you can't talk. This is... about 6-7 miles an hour.
This would be my day off normally. So I've never done this many marathons in a row. What I need to do today and tomorrow and the next day, and for the last five of these, is to not think about the end really. It's just to go on.
Eddie's running his eighth marathon in 8 days. He's putting real pressure on his body, but he has to keep going to finish his challenge in time. To get his personal best, he's not going to stop for anyone.
Royals yesterday.
Oh, right.
I joined your homepage to see where you were running. I think it's fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah, I think I'm being interviewed by you.
This is the politics ship.
The politics ship, really?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
So,
we want to know, Eddie, how it's going for you.
Politically, it's going very well for me. It's a loo day, national loo day.
Even going to the toilet is a quick affair, preferring to take his rickshaw with him whenever he needs to go.
Just quick loo stop.
A little bit of traffic. Oh, there we go. It's all cleared now.
Don't hit anyone, Ted. Now, kick it. Gun it.
The more Eddie runs, the stronger he seems to become. It seems nothing can stop him now.
That's okay. Someone's just gone. No, just if something goes, I have to stop. Otherwise, I'll never. It's okay, things go. They come back.
Eddie's hurt his ankle, and the more he runs on it, the worse it seems to get.
Ah, fuck. No, that's not good. If this happens on the final day, then...
Eventually, he can no longer continue and calls the support team to take a closer look.
Put a compression bandage around it for you to run with, but actually, it's to the checkpoint. I want you to walk to the checkpoint, okay?
To the checkpoint?
To the checkpoint.
That's 10 miles.
I know it's 10 miles. I want you to walk to it. If you carry on running, you might not run. You might not even make it to the last day. Is it worth it, really?
No, you feel it's that serious, though?
Yeah. Because if that goes, if that completely pulls, if that ruptures, that's it. You won't even be doing your tour because you'll be on crutches.
You've got 5 more marathons to go, which I've been using as a only 5 more to go. But suddenly 5 more marathons with your ankle not working becomes a massive amount.
The news is a shock. It's worse than he could have imagined.
Then it will counter out onto the other leg.
Right, okay.
Just as best you can, just try not to.
Try and keep it very level.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. That's a good pace though, that's good.
Okay, thanks.
Up until now, Eddie has refused to walk, preferring to run at all costs. But knowing his dream of completing his challenge is in jeopardy, he has to finally give in.
So now I'm a little bit anxious, actually. Well, I'll finish. Come hell or high water, I'll finish. I'm not giving up now.
If Eddie doesn't listen to the advice that we give and we don't do it properly now, he can end up with that becoming a tear and going further in becoming a rupture. And if that happens, that's it, Eddie stops at 39 marathons.
Walking doesn't come naturally to Eddie, and after 8 hours since his marathon began, he's just over halfway through.
Frustrating, slow. You've got to really push it just to get 4 miles an hour.
Joe, the sports therapist, tries to give him some encouragement.
There's a kind of anger in there, I'm going, come on, but I'm very tired. I've got 2 more marathons before a day of not running.
That's nothing. It's only like 50 miles. Think how many you've done. He said to me actually in the van, oh, I've done 38 marathons and nothing's happened. So, you know, I kind of thought I was a bit invincible. But he really shocked him into thinking, no, I am still a human and I have still got work to do.
A good friend of Eddie's joins him on the run. The support team hope this will give Eddie the motivation he needs to complete the marathon.
Eddie's had to slow down to a walking pace today, which is quite demoralising for everyone.
Eddie has run over 1,000 miles around the country, but this is the biggest setback he's faced. He knows if he can't run again, his chance of completing his challenge and getting to London in time is over.
When you're running at these, you feel like you're moving. When you're walking along, even though you're chatting, you know, you look back and you've only gone a couple of hundred yards.
At this pace, he's in for a long night. It'll take at least another 4 hours to get to Leicester.
It is late. It's getting late. It's going to be our latest finish, I think.
And when it's dark, it makes it so much harder to stay awake. I feel really sorry for Eddie, because he's got a lot of miles to cover, so he has to do a lot of running or walking.
but he could only walk at like 3.7 miles an hour, I think.
But after 12 hours, Eddie emerges out of the darkness. He's made it to Leicester against the odds.
I decided to test it to see if it would work for tomorrow, because if it doesn't work, I'm screwed.
He promised himself he would run round the UK, and he cannot bear to walk anymore, risking his health and the whole challenge. Luckily, he's finished unscathed. Only by running tomorrow will he know if his body will get him to the end.
I'm worried about being scared. I'm scared of being scared. If I start thinking this is going to be a problem, it can make it a problem.
He cautiously runs out of Leicester. He knows if he's not careful, any step could be his last.
If I get it so I can't do the last day, I'll lose it. It's just to go all the way around and not be able to finish is... I just don't want to consider that.
Eddie's still under pressure to reach the finish. He needs to run 100 miles in 5 days. But his problems are soon put into perspective when he's joined by a fellow adventurer.
The ankle's a bit weird.
You look terrific, and you do so much good. I think you're the best. You do more than if someone who wasn't also funny and cheerful did it, because you spread the light.
Wow. But you went around the bloody world.
That's right, but I was officially certifiable.
63-year-old Rosie Swale Pope is a legend in ultramarathon circles. She spent 5 years running 20,000 miles around the world.
I did it in a very low budget. My husband had just died, and I had not the heart to go and see people and say, would you like to sponsor me? So I just used my savings, rent from the house, and a small book advance. And I just went, and I figured I could just sleep in ditches. I think the hardest thing was the fear of freezing to death. Yeah. Many times in Siberia and in Alaska, you would be so frightened, your heart would be thumping to prevent yourself going to sleep.
Right.
Because then you think you might never wake up.
The thing that keeps me going is the idea that I'm not going to stop, and I decided that at the beginning, like you did.
That's a beautiful answer. My heart goes out to Eddie because of what he's going through. It's just that he knows he's doing it for a reason. And I believe that Eddie's like me, that if you're just doing it for your own personal self, about how smart you might be if you achieve a challenge, that's nothing. Think of those children in Africa. They've got a beautiful brain, they've got everything that God gave them, but nothing that people gave them.
You do taste life with a much more real edge. It's fun and an adventure and tough and raises money. It hits a number of buttons for me. Number 40. The drama. The new hair style.
Having survived a day of running with no further injury, Eddie throws caution to the wind to train for his personal best on the last day.
This is where the race really begins. If he's hoping to do 6-7 miles an hour all the way through London, he's got to find out if he can do it, you know?
If he tries to run 5 miles an hour, 6 miles an hour now, and goes over on it slightly, that's it. Game over.
You know which way you're going, Ted? Third exit. Third exit. Yeah.
If he's going to record a fast time, he can't stop for anything. But it's a scorching day, so he'll have to get lots of drinks on the run.
Not only will he become dehydrated, he could be at the risk of developing heat stroke, you know, real bad dehydration that would have to be sent to hospital to be on a saline drip.
If things hurt, I just got to keep going. Even if it starts ripping my feet up, I've got to just try and get my best time.
It should help.
However, it's not long before Eddie's body begins to break down again.
Stop.
But he just ignores it and runs through the pain.
The minute that he admits to himself that this is complete madness and he'll never do it, the minute he allows himself to believe that, then he's had it. He has to keep that real belief, and that is how he's been throughout his career. Everything that he does, he has the belief.
It's all going. This is slowing down my speed.
Eddie makes another marathon in one piece.
The end of the 41st marathon. Thank you.
But he's still a long way off his goal of finishing in 5 hours.
Stop the clock.
He ran in over 6.
Tomorrow's it. Try and beat 5 hours. That's it. Not terribly fast for normal marathon runners, but for me, with no energy, an exhausted body, that'll be good enough.
On his penultimate day, Eddie is joined by Kim, a sports specialist, on hand in case an injury occurs.
Woohoo! X25! We're back!
Every runner strives for a personal best, and he is a runner now, so he is going to want to get that personal best to finish this tour on a high.
It's a good sign, that's what I think.
Eddie's run a strong marathon, feeling physically and psychologically ready for tomorrow's race to the finish.
Some sort of pain around here.
But just 3 miles from the end, all that changes.
I've got pain up here. Doesn't seem like a good area to have a pain.
Just there. Has it gone away again now?
Ish.
Ish, okay. I think it's probably best if we walk for the next while.
Kim has real concerns over Eddie's heart. After almost 42 marathons in 50 days, he has pushed his body to its limits. This latest setback will only add to the pressure of his final run.
I have had pains there before. That actually hurts to do that. Doesn't hurt so much on that side. I think an ice cream would make it better.
It's the final day of Eddie's incredible journey. He'll be joined on his run by British Olympians and his trainer Greg White. But Greg is worried that his attempt to run a personal best of under 5 hours will be too much for his body to handle.
A 47-year-old with chest pain, you know, there is a level of concern. We want to make sure that he's okay.
This is the fastest marathon I've ever run in my life. This is one I can't really fail. This one, we're trying to get the most publicity to raise the money. This one, I have to get in 5 hours or just under, so I can't actually muck it up.
Okie dokie. That looks real good.
Yep, looks okay.
I guess two things really what my job are today. Number one is performance, is to make sure that he doesn't get overexcited and actually go out too hard.
We're going too fast. We've actually blown a speed camera already.
Eddie will be followed by 3 rickshaws, which will attempt to film the whole race.
That's number 3, that's Thunderbird 3.
26 miles is still a long way. The fact that he's already done 42 marathons doesn't make any difference. And obviously the heart is a real concern if there is a problem there.
Taking a little faster.
Just think of yourself like a metronome, you just do just that rhythm. And just keep it moving.
I'm very keyed up at the moment, and now I have told people I'm going to do it, and so it's out there. And the press are lined up there, so to get the most publicity, I have to do this. I can't be late.
Hundreds of hyped-up people are waiting for Eddie at Trafalgar Square, and they're expecting a glorious finish. But 40 minutes in, the streets are becoming congested.
Hear that noise? I don't know if that's good or bad.
And they're building up an impatient queue of traffic behind them.
I'm worried about this.
Just focus on what you're doing, mate. Think about that metronome. Right. Think about the rhythm. Everybody else can worry about the traffic.
If you do a normal marathon, the roads are blocked off, there's no traffic, there's just runners, and you're not even on the curb. You don't even have to jump up on curb. Can you do this pavement? Okay, yeah, we're going for a bit of pavement. You have to watch the curb.
We've come down the pavement to relieve the traffic a bit. It's very, very tight.
Just over 6 miles an hour.
Yeah, up on pace. Up on time, and it's looking good.
As the weather takes a turn for the worse, he loses the support of the Olympic pace setters.
It has been a real pleasure. 2 minutes around me, mate. Very, very
thank good. You, Dan.
It's got to be the worst rain we've had. It's so bad, and you won't put a jacket on. It's going to get bloody hypothermia.
Battling through the rain, visibility is low, and it's terrifying running at speeds across the roads.
The streets aren't cleared, he has to negotiate pedestrians, he has to negotiate everything that goes on in London.
After 10 miles, Eddie arrives at a major intersection with a maze of roads and no clear route through.
Okay, right down there, behind these buses. Behind the buses. Traffic again.
Can you hear me?
On that with a big
dual
carriageway,
right?
Yeah,
no
mess.
We're not quite sure if this is the right route or not, so.
It was rather worrying at that point. We went down the wrong direction, and then I felt it was going wrong, so I had to turn around and double back. There? Is it that way? That way, okay. Right, we're this way, guys. I felt the pace was good, so I just belted off. The cameras got stuck in traffic.
The traffic jam costs Eddie precious time, and he's now down to just one rickshaw. It tries to give chase on the pavement.
My time went right down. I'm right on the edge of doing a 5-hour marathon.
When you challenge the body with 43 consecutive marathons, things do start to go wrong.
My stomach is not feeling great.
13 miles in, Eddie has to stop. Constant running is playing havoc with his innards.
Anywhere I can use your loo.
As Eddie starts to fall apart, so does the last remaining rickshaw.
Axle snapped. I'm afraid our rickshaw is out of the game.
By going off-road, the rickshaw's wheel has fallen off. Until help arrives, Eddie is running on his own.
I don't know quite what was going on. I just remember, keep going, because I have to keep this pace up, and everyone has to find me.
Much of the time that he spent doing this challenge has been in the middle of nowhere, followed by you guys, you know, in your rickshaw. Now, there's a huge amount of media that's on it, and he's come out and said he's going to run a particular time, and that means he's got to hit that target. The pressure is on him.
The rickshaw is fixed, and the film crew find Eddie waiting at the new Olympic Stadium in Stratford. He didn't want to go any further without the rest of the crew.
But look at it, there it is. That whole place up there, regeneration, we've got to go for it. Sometimes you just have to go for it. And now, I have to run like buggery. The race is on.
By waiting, he might have lost his chance of breaking 5 hours. He now has to push himself as hard as he can to make it in time.
So this is the last 6 miles.
Greg retires from the marathon, with other runners taking his place to keep Eddie going. But he's struggling to make up time.
So this is it, going over Tower Bridge, running late. We just gotta keep going.
I'm gonna break the 5
for the 5. I don't know, it's gonna be really on the edge.
I think we've just got under 3 to go. We've got half an hour.
I'm not thinking about anything, I'm just kicking it. I'm just putting everything in. Whatever happens, I will finish this, and I will try and my damnedest to finish this in under 5 hours and to get this to land perfectly. This is the landing of the spacecraft. This is the landing on the moon. This is D-Day. This is it. Look at the clock. Got 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
What he wants wants to do is demonstrate that not only has he run around the UK, but actually he has run around the UK at a pace that people will respect.
Eddie Izzard, actor, comedian, now running legend. He has run 43 marathons, 1,166 miles, and inspired millions of people around the UK to rise to the challenge for sport relief.
It was rough. I didn't make it. Didn't make sub five, I think, by about 30 seconds. Last word is, we started on a day kind of little less ready than this, and we wanted to come back on a bright sunlit day with sun in the sky and children shouting, but I'm going to sleep now for a week. Ha! When you let me in, I want to be your friend, I want to guide your dreams and visions. Together we can break the trap, we'll run till we drop, baby. For an ice cream van. Best Magnum I've ever had. How about that?
Strawberry Cornetto if you want one.
If you've been inspired by Eddie's extraordinary challenge, you can make a donation to Sport Relief right now. Just text Eddie to 70005 and Sport Relief will get £5 to help transform the lives of poor and vulnerable people all over the UK and in the world's poorest countries. Text costs £5 plus your standard network message charge, and the whole £5 goes to Sport Relief. You must be 16 or over, and please ask the bill payer's permission. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/sportrelief.
An unbelievable, amazing achievement. And Eddie, in my eyes, and I dare say anyone else watching, because of that hold-up, you easily smashed the 5-hour mark. In light of that, even Scott Mills'